Now, once again, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills with some more Haunted Essex. And I think this week we had Hatfield Peveril, and we got two goes for the price of one. Is that right,
yes,
Margaret?
Yes, exactly right, Scott. Two for the price, a bargain again.
Wonderful. Well, tell us all about this.
Yes, Hatfield Peveril actually is a very interesting place for more reasons than one. A lot of people are not aware, but it's very easy to search the records at Essex Record Office and find out that Hatfield Peveril in the 1500s was a quite a busy centre of witchcraft. So perhaps not surprisingly, with all these witchcraft stories, and several women from Hatfield Peveril were actually executed for witchcraft during the 1500s, it's perhaps not surprising that it's also got two ghosts as well, or at least two ghosts, certainly two that I know of. One is said to be a large dog that haunts the high street, it's called the street actually, that runs through Hatfield Peveril, and this dog is reputed to appear on winter nights, always when it's dark, and it's frightened several motorists who thought they've had a very near miss with the dog, got out of their cars and found no dog there. The most recent report of the ghostly dog of Hatfield Peveril was during the 1970s, when a gentleman coming home from work on his motorbike suddenly saw this ghostly dog, rather large dog, loom up out of the darkness in the middle of the road just as he was drawing up outside his house, which was on the main road going through Hatfield Peveril. Was quite shaken because he thought he'd actually hit the dog. When he dismounted from his motorbike, no dog was to be seen. He was unaware of the legend. When he inquired from a friend or a family member, he was told, well, of course, what you've seen is the ghostly dog of Hatfield Peveril. Now, there are several theories about this dog. One is that the dog was some sort of witch's familiar. Now, we're all used to cats, aren't we, being witches' familiars? And Hatfield Peveril is slightly unusual in another respect, because one of the witches from Hatfield Peveril, a lady called Agnes Waterhouse, was reputed to have a cat who was her familiar. No surprise there, but not a black cat. This was a black and white cat who was called Satan. Now, whether the ghostly dog is still trying to chase Satan, or whether the dog is another of Agnes's familiars, or belongs to another of the famous coven of witches from Hatfield Peveril, who knows? But certainly the dog has been reported over at least the past 100, 150 years. So if you're driving through Hatfield Peveril on a winter's night, look out for the ghostly dog.
But not the cat.
No, apparently Satan, the cat, doesn't haunt.
Can you imagine calling that in at night? Satan, Satan, come for your milk.
Absolutely. And if you didn't want the law, the powers that be, to know that you were a witch, rather a foolish name to give your cat, isn't it?
Well, but I would have thought it might be...
It might just give the game away.
I think it might a little bit. Yeah. You said there were two ghosts. Is it two?
Yes.
What's the other one?
The other ghost is connected with St Andrew's Church, the parish church at Hatfield Peveril. Now, St Andrew's, at the time of the Norman Conquest and just after, was in fact a priory. Now, not much remains of the priory now. I'm reliably informed that the only part that really remains is the nave, part of the nave in St Andrew's Church. The rest has been swept away when the church was rebuilt, and probably in subsequent rebuildings. But the story of St Andrew's and the priory that was originally on the spot is that there was a nobleman who was one of the most trusted lieutenants of William the Conqueror. And William the Conqueror, as we know, when he had invaded, started parcelling out lands and manors to all his friends, relatives, and trusted right-hand men, and those that had fought on his side during the Norman Conquest. And one of the people that he'd rewarded with land at Hatfield Peveril was a man called Ranulph. And he was the lord of the manor, and his wife was a lady called Maud Ingelrica. Lovely name. Now, some people believe that Maud was the mistress of William the Conqueror. We have no proof, but it's hearsay, and many people have come up with this theory. And it's said that she was so overcome with remorse that the devil saw an opportunity to take her soul, which presumably was black through all her nasty deeds of cheating on her husband, Ranulph. Now, to foil the devil, Maud Ingelrica said, "I will not be buried either inside the church or outside the church in the grounds. I will be buried outside the church wall, and the devil will never know where I am and will never be able to get me." I think she was a bit premature, because apparently Maud, possessed by the devil, still haunts the area around the Church of St. Andrew at Hatfield Peveril. And if you visit the church and you walk round the outside of the church to the north wall, have a look up at one of the windowsills, and you'll see a carved effigy engraved on the windowsill, which is reputed to be a carved image of Maud Ingelrica. Now, whether that's there designed to keep away the devil, whether the devil still possesses Maud's soul to this day, we do not know. But she is rumoured to walk in the area around St. Andrew's Church.
Now, how is it that they know that her spirit has been taken over by the devil and it isn't just an ordinary spirit?
Well, apparently this was documented, that she had very real fear that because of her sins, her guilty conscience was beginning to come to the fore here, that something nasty would happen to her. And apparently the devil had appeared to her in a vision and told her that come what may, he would have her soul, whether she were buried in the church itself or outside in the grounds.
But what I'm getting at is there any evidence to show that it's the devil that is in, or is it just hearsay?
No.
Just hearsay?
There's nothing, no image of the devil has been reported. The only thing that has been reported is the image of a lady, which most people believe, because of this story that's come down many hundreds and hundreds of years, obviously,
yes,
that it is Maud herself.
Does that appear at any particular time?
No, it doesn't. No, people have reported. It seems very ad hoc. People have reported it at different times of day and also different seasons of the year.
Right. Thank you very much indeed for that.